President Trump said today that he will begin to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement when he meets with the leaders of Canada and Mexico. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto will be coming to Washington on January 31st. Peña Nieto says he wants an open dialogue with Mr. Trump, who's vowed to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border and make Mexico pay for it. For more analysis of this meeting, I am joined by Skype from Mexico City by Washington Post reporter Josh Partlow. So, Josh, what is the biggest issue facing the Mexican people as these two presidents meet?
I think the biggest issue that will affect most Mexicans is the trade issue. President Trump has said he's going to scrap the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. And for Mexicans, that's a huge deal. The economic changes that have happened here over the past two decades have been pretty extreme, and that's something they don't want to lose. So I think the wall, while it may have a more symbolic or impact, the trade issues are really the ones that strike fear into the heart of the government here.
Let's talk about that Mexican wall that Mr. Trump says he's going to build and claims he's going to get Mexico to pay for it. Where has the Mexican president come down on this?
They've been really clear all along that they're not going to pay for the wall. That's one thing that they've been consistent with. The Mexican government has said that over and over. The Mexican president, Peña Nieto, has said that over and over, including just a couple days ago. So that's something that I don't think, I don't think that that's going to change.
Peña Nieto's approval rating has been in a downward spiral, at least at 12% by one account. How much of that has to do with how he's handled things at home, and how much of that has to do with how he's handled Mr. Trump thus far?
How he's handled Mr. Trump has definitely given his approval ratings another kick downwards. I mean, he hasn't been popular here for a couple years. There have been a lot of scandals here in Mexico during his administration, which has lasted about 4 years now. The economy's not doing very well, and he's not very popular. He's not been popular for a long time, but the Trump visit, particularly in August, was a big deal for a lot of Mexicans. President Peña Nieto invited Donald Trump to come visit while he was still a candidate, and they stood side by side, and it was seen by many here as something that legitimized Donald Trump's campaign, even after Trump had said numerous insults against Mexicans. So that was something that really was unpopular for a lot of Mexicans.
Mexican's foreign minister said this about Mexico's position in this negotiation about trade, that Mexico will negotiate with, quote, great self-confidence, without fear, knowing the economic, social, and political importance that Mexico has for the United States. That framing is very different than what we've been hearing. Is there truth in that we're so intertwined that Mexico can come to these trade negotiations from a position of power in some ways?
I think there's definitely truth that the two economies are extremely interconnected. There's something like $500 billion of trade each year back and forth between the two countries. But, it's also clear that Mexico is the weaker partner here, and they have a lot more to lose than the United States does. I don't think they have no leverage. They can impose tariffs on American goods coming into Mexico just as easily as the United States can do that to Mexican exports going to the United States.
Joining us from Mexico City, Josh Partlow from The Washington Post. Thank you.
Thank you.